another day in Paris and another medal too. Kelly Harrington guaranteed at least a bronze after making it through to a boxing semi-final. The first Irish woman to win a medal in two Olympic Games. A medal too for Hannah Scott from Coleraine in County Derry. Gold in rowing for Britain. High hopes for more medals today, but one of Ireland's top boxers is out. Let's cross live to Paris. Des Cahill is there. Aoife O'Rourke, Des, European champion and one of the country's top boxers. What happened?
Well, three-time European champion, and she was seeded number two in this. I was convinced Aoife O'Rourke was one of our big medal chances. What happened was she lost on a split decision, 3-2 to the Polish champion, but it was deemed very controversial. Bearing in mind she had dominated six previous fights against the Pole. But the disappointment here was mixed with anger and frustration over the officiating. Basically, the Polish fighter Wojciech decided to mix it up, and it was a slugging match. She kept grabbing Aoife O'Rourke, putting her arms around her, and the Polish fighter was docked a point in the first round, but she kept doing it. She received multiple warnings in the third round as she continued to hold and slap, but she avoided any further sanctions. So her dreams go up in smoke, and I honestly think few of us appreciate the pain and frustration for her when she wakes up this morning. But to get a broader context, rather than was this just Irish bias, obviously, we're disappointed. But what about the view of top British pundit Steve Bunce? This was his reaction to the verdict on BBC.
I think she's done more than enough to win that contest. For her to lose, it's got to go heavily against her in the last round. And I don't think it went heavily against her in the last round. The points might be disputed. And I'll say this now. I'm an Aoife O'Rourke fan. I'm an Irish boxing fan. I love the team. I've loved them for 20 years. The warning to Wojciech in the first round was harsh, Connor.
Right.
It was harsh.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that now. It was harsh. In the red corner, Wojciech has won!
No!
Aoife O'Rourke can't believe it!
No!
The decision goes against Ireland, and that will all have come down to the extremely strong late finish. Aoife O'Rourke, who had done everything right up until those closing stages, and Wojciech somehow, despite the point deduction in the first round, has turned it around.
Actually, what happened was two judges voted for Wojciech, two judges voted for Aoife O'Rourke, and the final judge, the final judge was the Canadian judge. It was 28-28, and he or she has the option to vote, and he or she voted for Wojciech. I don't agree with that decision. I thought Aoife O'Rourke was a fairly comfortable winner in that particular contest.
So there's a neutral view. This is what Aoife O'Rourke had to say when she spoke with Siobhan Madigan afterwards.
Really disappointed. It was a battle from the start. She just brought the intensity and the pressure. Yeah, difficult fight.
She came out like a steam train, so, you know, she set the rhythm for the fight almost.
Yeah, 100%. Nobody comes here and wants to lose, so everyone's going to be coming out all steam going, like, so... she definitely brought the pace.
They're never pretty fights between the two of you. They haven't been in previous meetings. And she got a warning in the first round. She could have got another one in the third.
Yeah, that's the way it went, yeah.
So that's Aoife O'Rourke, but that's all in stark contrast to the joy in the afternoon when Kelly Harrington became only Ireland's fourth Olympian to win medals at two games. She beat Angie Valdez-Pana comfortably, and her semi-final on Saturday will be a repeat of the Tokyo final when she beat Brazil's Beatriz Ferreira. And Kelly trying to stay focused despite the broad Irish success so far.
I've just been in my bubble. I know Mona and Daniel both medalled, and that's fantastic, you know, but I've just been in my bubble. Literally, I've been in my bubble for the last five, six weeks. I'm just doing what I do. This Olympics is about me enjoying it, and it's about me doing it for me and me being happy again and happy in what I'm doing. When we come out here on the 29th and I stepped in the ring and I stepped back out of the ring, I became a double Olympian. That's history, and I'm very, very proud of myself. Today I became a double Olympic medalist. That's more history, and I'm very, very proud of myself.
That's Kelly. Now, later today, Sally Noggin's Jack Marley fights for a medal at heavyweight. He's only 21. He faced a very difficult fight, though, against the Asian Games champion Davlat Baltiev from Tajikistan, who has fought as a professional as well. But we'll be there rooting for him tonight. Also, Enis Kerry's Dana Morehouse. And she is a tough fight because she's up against a French fighter. They have massive support here. And she's up against Lacadiri. So hopefully she can do well there. But in terms of our other medal chances, the sailing in Marseille, Robert Dixon and Sean Waddilove start today's medal race in second place overall in the men's skiff. Spain 5 points ahead, New Zealand 3 behind us. Dixon and Waddilove produced a great final race of the series, making a brave decision at the start to sail to the opposite side of the course to the bulk of the fleet. It paid off. They finished a very impressive second just behind Croatia. And is it reasonable to expect an Irish challenge for a medal when the men's golf gets underway? I think it is. Rory McIlroy is out first at 9:10. He's playing alongside world number one Scotty Scheffler and Sweden's Ludvig Åberg.
I've always liked this golf course. I've played well here before. Good memories from the Ryder Cup in 2018. So, if I put in a decent bit of work over the next couple of days, I'll be ready to go on Thursday.
An Olympic medal would mean a lot to you, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I think it would mean a lot to anyone. People say, where would it rank? And in the grand scheme of things, will it make people feel differently about me or my career? I don't know, but it'll certainly make me feel differently about me. So golf is, it's so much about the history and the tradition of the game. And, golf wasn't an Olympic sport from 1904 until 2016, so over 100 years. So then all of a sudden it becomes, part of the games again. And it just takes time. It'll take time to resonate with golfers and golf fans. But I think as the years go on and golf becomes a mainstay in the Olympic Games, it'll mean more and more each time.
And Shane Lowry tees off with Korea's Ben Ahn and Canada's Nick Taylor at 10:45. Now, disappointment for Mona McSherry last night. She missed out on a shot at a second medal when she failed to fire in the semi-finals of the 200 metres breaststroke. She looked a little out of sorts. She was 6th and 11th overall. She was deeply disappointed, saying something went wrong during the race. But in contrast to that disappointment, our rowers today have a real medal chance. They really have, and you don't want to build them up too much, but they've been showing hugely impressive form. Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch in the men's double sculls. They go at 10:30 this morning in lane 3, besides the favourites from the Netherlands, but also going for gold there, Romania, Spain, the USA and New Zealand. And surely we'll have a strong performance from the Irish team show jumping today. It's a 3-rider team competition, used to be 4. Every score counts. 20 nations compete today. Top 10 go through to tomorrow. And also today, the Irish men's hockey team, will they play Argentina at 12:15? They can still get through, need to win today. Tom Fannin and Shane Ryan go in swimming's 50-metre freestyle heats. Noel Hendrick in the K1 canoe slaloms. And sailors Eve McMahon and Finn Ryan begin their campaign in the dinghy class. So another busy day in Paris. We'll be chatting about the rugby and our medal hopes later on in the programme.
Des, thank you. Big day ahead.